This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Wine Chatter. Today we're going to be talking about a wine pairing with a wine called Barnum. Purchased in California from a small winery, brought home. I've had 4 or 6 bottles of this wine for a while now. Really, really nice wine, smooth drinking, high alcohol, 14.7%, but a keeper. And I've had it for about 5 years now, and I think I'm down to my last bottle or two. My wife was cooking. She made some soup, and I thought that this wine would go really well with that soup, and it was a broccoli and bacon soup, and it had cream cheese in it, broccoli, bacon, some spicy peppers, Italian chili flakes, and a little bit of cumin, butter, garlic. It was really, really good soup. And this wine was exceptional with it. They just sort of complemented each other. I think the herby and creaminess of the soup was really enhanced by the Cabernet, and the terroir was really noticeable this time, that there was an earthy terroir to the soup and to the wine that complemented it. They just enhanced some of the flavor, sage-like flavors, and a few other nuances that came out when we were eating it and drinking it. And then my wife made an orzo salad. And the salad was really good. It had some olives and sun-dried tomatoes with orzo. Artichoke hearts. So that really earthy vegetable table, vegetable-y structure to the salad was noticeable when you were drinking the wine. And it was just not an odd pairing, but it just showed that sometimes we try things and we're pleasantly surprised. And I don't know if that's luck or that's just the way wine is adaptable, but it felt like it sort of said, okay, what are you going to give me this time? And said, well, you know, I think I have the same structure and ability to give you some flavors that you're going to love as you taste this a mouthful of soup, and then try and offset it with a taste of wine. And they were outstanding. And then there was a bit of dipping and with the bread and some crackers later on that really, really brought it together. And to round it out, we had a little piece of my favorite cheese, an Italian cheese called Taleggio. And Taleggio is a soft, creamy cheese from the northern part of Italy, cow's milk cheese. It's like a brie, but it's not a brie. It's way more stinkier and way more complex.
And this really, really odorous, complex cheese with a piece of bread and a sip of this wine were memorable for a lot of the reasons that you want to pair food and wine together. And I'm finding more and more now that, you know, I'll often have an antipasto plate with some charcuterie and breads and cheeses and a nice glass of wine, and that the wines often adapt to the charcuterie and the accompanying cheeses that all offer different structures, from soft and nutty to austere, dry, and pungent. And I think that that's one of the cool things about wine, is that it actually is flexible enough to adapt to some of the finer things in life that we want to pair it with food wise and enjoy it at the same time. I really, really enjoyed the meal and the wine and the conversation with my wife again, as it's always fun to sit and just talk about life and things that are going on around us and how we've weathered the pandemic storm and continue to look forward to the next week's cooking session and bottle of wine that we can pull out of our cellar and pair with it in some unique way that offers another wonderful experience to us and to the joys of food and wine. And on that note, my friends, I'll bring this session to an end. And remember, until next time, when we get together to talk about wine pairing and wine sharing on Food Chatter, bye for now.